Children of migrant farm workers have one of the highest high school dropout rates, but one school in the North State is changing that pattern. An SPR reporter, Adia White, tells us how Williams Unified School District is helping migrant students graduate.
For most students, school is out for the summer, but for the North State's migrants, it's just getting started.
My name is Maria Arvizu Espinoza, and I'm the assistant superintendent. And the first day is shuffling kids around. Lots of kids were absent today.
This summer school isn't supplementary. For many students, it's the difference between dropping out of high school and finishing college. In order to enroll, you have to qualify as migrant, meaning your family works in agriculture, and they move out of the school district mid-school year to follow the harvest. There are over 1,000 migrant students in the North State, and this program is one of the ways school districts are able to keep them from falling behind.
So a lot of times what's happening is the students are starting their school year with us, then they're leaving in the middle of the first semester to somewhere else, then they're returning in the second semester. So if we're lucky, it's only two different schools, but it's three changes.
That's Nicholas Richter, the vice principal of the Summer School Academy in Williams. The typical migrant student in the North State area, he tells me, will start the school year in September, leave just before finals around November, then return to school again in April. Many living in the area rent in the state-run subsidized housing center. The state center closes at the end of November, and after that, families don't have anywhere to live.
If we could find other ways to provide that low-cost housing, then we'd have families that could stay.
In the meantime, each school district does their best to grade students who haven't completed the semester. Then, when they return in the spring, they do what they can to transfer their credits from their second school, which in many cases are in Mexico.
We actually will take their transcripts from Mexican schools and we will try to translate that into what our system credits would be.
Sometimes even bigger problems arise, like the students who don't even go to school during the time they've been away.
In Mexico also, the schooling isn't mandatory. They're required to go until about roughly eighth grade, and then after that, you pay for it.
Given the challenges, it's not surprising that 20% of California's migrant students won't graduate high school. But Williams Unified is a bit of an anomaly. Edgar Lampkin is the superintendent.
This past year, we had 100% of our students graduate.
When you look at the data, you can't tease out the migrant students from the overall 96.5% graduation rate. But there are 153 migrant students in the K-12 district. And Lampkin says all the migrant seniors did finish. He credits their high graduation rate, in part, to the fact that those involved in the program understand what the students are going through.
I came to this country as an 8-year-old immigrant student. My mom came to this country to work in agriculture, and I think I got here on a Saturday, and then Monday I was out working in the fields.
Lampkin was a rarity among his peers. He graduated from Chico State with a degree in education.
I always wondered why my friends dropped out so early. Some of them in eighth grade, others in ninth grade. By 10th grade, they were all gone. It was just me.
The assistant superintendent, Maria Espinoza, is also a former migrant student. She's focused her efforts on educating parents about the value of sending their kids to school.
For me, when I want to go to college, my dad goes, nope. But that's basically what happens where the males, yeah, you guys can go. You can go out. You can do all of this, but you're a girl. You got to stay home.
Migrant students are still one of the poorest performing demographics statewide, but they are also one of the most rapidly improving. In Williams' case, that's partly because people like Espinoza and Lampkin are using their personal experiences to make the path a little easier for the next generation. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.